Düşmüş abi moru yakın bir son. Pınkıs. Zırh düşmüş de yol şeyin ve şu şu falk. Okay. We are holding now packet 26. So there's a couple of important sodas here. That knows the time of God. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Sam Chesed Beis, page 26. Hu Achbara the Nafal Lachavisa the Shikra. A mouse fell in a bottle of beer. So what's the story when a mouse falls in a bottle of beer? So the first thing I would say, take the mouse out. Right. But then the second thing is, did you drink the beer? If you want to drink the beer, if you want to drink the beer, could you drink the beer? What's the word? That it was there. What was it? The kavush that the time goes in. If for 24 hours it goes in. Right. When the time goes in, the mouse is also to eat. But you will all agree that it's a time of God. It's a time of God.
That it happens, and there's one person.
What? So Asi Rav, the Hu Shikra. So Rav said, no, you can't drink the beer. Amur Rav Kavei the Rav Sheshet, the name of Kasavar notes the Talmud Gam Asur. Amur Rav Sheshet, but Alma Savar Rav knows the Talmud Gam Mutter, V'hocha Chiddushu, the Mimis Medili, and Shemineh, Afil Hocha Yasur Tart Rachmona, Hilka knows the Talmud Gam, Nam Yosef. So that is the word. So what's the machlokas here? Doesn't everyone agree Nosing Talmud Gam is mutter? So why with Rav Aser the beer? Right? Everyone Nosing Talmud Gam. So the answer the Gemara says, okay, is and the idea being that that the whole mouse itself is a Dover pogrom, and yet the Torah asks it. So maybe the whole idea of Nosi Tavav Gam doesn't apply to something that the Torah asks, even though it's a Dover Mos, Dover pogrom. So that's the machlokas. So it says, Amar Rav Sheshet, but Amar Rav also agrees Nosi Tavav Gam is butter. Okay. No. There is a machloekes. The Rashba on page 4. Leiden advarim have gumim have usim be ikron. Also tover. Ka'achpar. Just the bottom. Now the rubim. Ka'yosim have im osim k'taruvosim. He quotes that Gemara. So he says, Kolomer, Lafid, first part of the line, Fishlo, also Torah, Elas, Veil, Ruil, Ger. The Torah only asks us things that are fit for human consumption. The Kavan, Shadifkima, Yotzah, Misura. Right. But maybe Achbar Chiddushu Sherei Yitchilasa Pogam Umos, and still the Torah says, right? That's what the Gemara says. So the Shaila is, what do we hold on this? What do we hold on this Shaila? So the tam of an achbar, is it us or not? So that's machlokas. No, it is nosi tam of gam, but maybe nosi tam of gam shouldn't apply.
How is the tam of the achbar getting in here?
Maybe it's was it's. Well, we know that the one halacha is that if you soak something in a liquid for 24 hours. That's kavush, that the tam goes out even without heat.
Okay.
So, but that's one possibility.
We're assuming that it's been 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Some things, if it's more sharp, then it doesn't need 24 hours. So, if the oven was cooking, so then that would be another way that it comes out right away. But Rav Shesha says the summary of Rav Shesha's last four lines on page 4. The Chol Ha'isurim Teruvuson Kayotzi Behem. Look, the Chol Ha'isurim She'ikrin Shvach Kenvei L'Behem T'meyev V'Kayotzi Behem She'em Shchapshu V'Shem Shtadu L'Fgam V'Torim V'Gamilu Yes, Rav. See, who are the two people here? But then the other sheet is that there's still a din of those who have gone by an Akbar. That's the push-up shot. You know, James Shukinah, who also, Rashanami Milsik, because some of Rashi, the Holy Sun, Tarumus, and Kiyotibeth. So he says, but Rav Sheshis holds no. What does he hold? Because the two dinim, when you eat the be'en, the Torah asks the be'en. And the be'en is not really royal achilo. It's an achbar. But the Torah asks it. So, but when it comes to tam, you still have the same halacha by tam, the regular halacha. Because tam is only, the chiddush of tam is only said by tam. L'shvach. So tam l'fgam is no good. So if it's when it talks about the be'en, so it's not shaykh to. So the be'en anyway is not roi l'achila, and the Torah still asks it. But the tam has the regular rules of tam. Regular rules of tam. So that's how we normally assume. That just because it's an achbar, but if you're not eating the man, it's just tam, it's still not the tam of gum. Then the Gemara says, is it really true that it's mice? Well, be mice. Page 1, the wide line. Be mice, ola, or shulchan melachim. So what's ola, or shulchan melachim? The achbar? Is ola, or shulchan melachim? I'm Rav Shimon ben Adan, Lukash, Echab Adabra, Echab Admasa. That the mouse of the city is mice, but the mouse of the country is not. So it's all our Shulchan Malachim. Well, not Jewish kings, I assume. The Jewish kings couldn't eat it. So if you take a look, in the Ra'ah, page 4, the Bet HaKabayis, on page 4. Doesn't the Chacham lenient dvar mabgomim v'mausim mikar? Bet HaKabayis on the left side. Who, yeah, because of the Nechtachia. Okay, so he has a interesting finish. He wants to say the Ra'ah that maybe when the Torah asks Ma'am, the mice, it's only the country mouse. But the city mouse is not Roy Lachila. So maybe the Torah didn't ask for that. Wow. That's a Chiddush. On page 6, he says it. The Achbar of Meshikra of Meshamech, Neftina and Hashta, the whole Nosi Tam of Gam Mutter, Kol Hadvarim of Gubim, the Meusin, Yon Achbar of Chayotimo, the Odom, the Pogman, the Rehe Mutar, Gufan, the Tzir, and the Rotsin. Because of Shastan, Gufan, in other words, he's saying, so it's really not an exception to the rule. In other words, the Rashba says that a mouse is an exception to the rule because it's a chiddush that it's not royal achila and the Torah asks it. The Rosh says, no, maybe the Torah only asks the mouse of the, that's not mouse. But the Rashba sheet is that nonetheless, the Torah asks it, but that still doesn't take away the heter of Nosi Tam of Gam, if it's just Tam, that's still going to be mutter, even according to the Rashba. Let's see. Okay, so let's take a look now. There's more to do on that with the Yitushim. Okay, but let's look, maybe do the Rambam and the Rashba, like Abichema. Hey, ready for that one? This is an interesting thing. Page 13. Ochel Gvinas Achim. So Gvinas Achim, the guy, it's cheese that the guy made the cheese. He put in the Dover Mamre that made it into cheese. So it's Gvinas Achim, Chazal asked that. These are awesome midrabanan. Even though it's kosher, right? It's kosher milk, but the guy made took the milk and made it into cheese. What's wrong with that? Still chazal asin, or chalav that the Israel didn't see. What about butter? A chemet shel akum mixes ha-gaonim hitiruha shere lo gozer al chemet v'cholot ha-tmeya inu ma-omed. Because they don't want gozer on butter. Ah, you're saying maybe it comes from a non-kosher animal, the milk? No, but the milk of a non-kosher animal cannot be formed into something like a solid thing. So therefore, if you get formed into chema from the milk, then you can be assured that it's what? Kosher milk. However, mitzas, page 14, mitzas ga'onim asrua. They tzichsuche cholov sheyishar bah. In other words, we're afraid that what happened, that maybe there was a mixture of kosher and non-kosher, and the kosher milk became the butter, and the treif milk just stayed in the butter. In other words, the butter might have some milk particles in it. Maybe that came from the non-kosher milk, because the non-kosher milk can't become into butter. So that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. But now let's see. There's a tshuva here from the Divrei Chaim. On page 17, do you ever learn a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim? Well, there you will. About time to learn a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, the Chaim of Sons. This is a shayla. B'mkom she'yev shel hamasas be'iris mayim, rak mistapkim minhoros. Whereas they don't have wells, they get their water from rivers. Now, what's the story? We learned the din of bunks in the water. So what did we say? What did we say? You know,
that's where it came from.
If it comes from a well,
standing water is fine.
Standing water is fine, but this is not standing water, and it has bugs in it. And some of them you can even see at night. And you can't, and you're not going to be able to filter. And there's no other water in this locale. What do you do? So you can't get they didn't have these shopping companies that they just deliver to your house. Last night we got these big deliveries of water. And I bumped into Mayor Averson Schlitter. He helped me. Because this was then what happened. The elevator wasn't working. So delivery person just left it downstairs. But then eventually the elevator was working. And then I bumped. So one I brought, but one of the mayor helped me. Schlitter. It's not Pasha. Well, this water is very, very heavy. So what do you think? So what's the halacha then? You hear the case? You hear the shaila? Pulse, you hear the shaila? So what would you pass it? What would you pass it? Splaver, what would you pass it?
The
Water, this community gets its water from the river. It's infested with bugs. And what do you do? And the bugs are visible. And you can't filter. Even the filter is not going to get rid of them.
Does it mean the filter's not going to get rid of them? They keep doing that. So they're going to show up in your cup of water. Do you
Yeah,
feel
Charlotte, see, I have a
clean?
feeling
And then you start out.
that. Okay, no. What do you say?
Blend the water to all the clubs in a one.
Yossi says, blend the water, make a smoothie. Smoothie?
Are these country bugs or city bugs?
Well, we passed good old bugs around.
Okay. So it means when it says you can't filter them, it means the filter's not going to do the job, but you could take them out on your own. Take a
You
spoon.
tell me.
Why? I mean, they probably think that you can't do it. This filter would be better than you. Sure.
Paul
It says
says.
see the bugs in the water. So then take a spoon. Pop them out the dust here, though. It's only water in town.
So,
You can't put cloth in front of your mouth, isn't that a thing? That's a filter.
it's not.
I don't really ask for that. Understand. Same with see it's fine. They
Yeah.
both have to be. They're so small that you don't see them, but they So,
do.
right, so I'm not understanding that part. They
Okay,
could have
it's
they can
what?
what?
But it's the Matisse. So,
They're
they're
just
trying to figure out
filter.
what the problem is
Listen,
there, right?
they can fit through the filter and you can see them. The one I can see them, there has to be a filter. The filter doesn't work. Color moves it from one. I'm not going to use a filter. I'm not going to use fancy. I think it's good. But not the case that you
What do
can't
you do without filter?
That's not true.
Cook the
It's
water.
that
That bothers me.
yeah, I can't remove the
Yeah,
filter.
take a look here in the
Yeah.
first, the Rashi on page 15.
See?
Page 15, the Rashba says, he quotes the Rambam, right, the Chema. This is going to Masru, to Sukhi Chavos. So, Shem Chema Enamura, because, in other words, what's the Rambam saying, the reason of this or of the Chema? As well. Is because we're afraid that because the question should be mutter chema, right? They did not make a special but maybe they mixed kosher milk and non-kosher milk, and then the part of the chema that became chema that's from the kosher, but then there's little particles of milk that you could see there that did become chema. Those could be from the non-kosher. So the Rambam says it's awesome. But what does the Rashba say? Rashba. There's a page 15, second arrow. The culture that I hope over Dover, but of Dover, he's also a Roman term. Nim so shane me a bottle, Ella. Well, Khatih, you have to always over. Yet a yellow liver or so, but tough hammers. But the Rashba says, that it's okay. Well, it should be okay, the milk. So let's see what he says here. Back to the Dibachai. He says, Rambam, the Via Tour, Chemek mixes gonim in Tirum, which are real gosu. Chol tome in omen. Mixes gonim asrum, and then sikhsu cholov, yisharba. A Rashba, also the Rambam, So you know what the Rashba says? You see, the Rashba says the milk is okay, but the chem is okay. But what about the little particles of milk? The instance you can't get them out, so it's bottle barof. He says, "What's the problem with saying bittel?" What's the problem with saying bittel here?
Barren.
Huh?
Barren.
No, with the milk.
Chisha, what's up? Is also Chisha?
Is everything.
Fine, so.
Come on, you know the answer. Why isn't it so partial to say bittel when you have chema that you made and you have the butter with little milk particles. The most is the chema. So should be butter. Rami says, of course, the pig is not butter. Rashman says, butter. What's the verb? What should be the problem?
Yeah.
Oh, Arav, Arkstock, Shlita, Dikar, Isser. So how he. So, but the question is, what's the din? This is a bit of something that's nicker and sir. So what's the idea of nicker? So remove it, right? But what if I can't? So maybe the whole din of nicker was not said if the beard is ain yocho the whole city. That's the said of the Rechaim is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Page 18 on the left. Follow Drush and Zemachlokas Rama Rashman, the Marsha Nikra Isser, Heniocholotzio, Imbotel Imlog. So that's the question. So maybe according to the Rashba, it should be okay. But the only question is, you can't get rid of it totally, but you can get rid of some of them. That's what he writes on page 15. Today, Midoni Don, he the end of Donum Lagamri, or they seen him. You've got Mokum Vada Harbe Hutsu, or they seen him. Kam Yeshlos has all Pulosh, because of me, Pardo. Kay Vada Enam Batema, Mistor Mulushadlos, Hotsiko, Mashaducha. In other words, he says, even the Rashba, you have to try to get the most out as you can. The Mahata, so the question is, could you be Makil after you did the best you can? So he says it's mistaber. The dover is a lo nipsel and oshem omer marks lachin. So if you could do your best, then it should be okay. But the question is, but if you're not going to, what does he say? Dover is a lo nipsel. Paul, what does he mean here? That paragraph of the Hine on page 18. What does he mean when he says, Dover zeh lo nimser l'noshim ameh aratz, aratzos. What does that mean? You hear what he says? You have to try your best. If you don't try your best, at least if you try the best, then the rest you could say is the cool of the Rashba. Even if you can see it. Well, then what does he say? What does it mean? Dover zeh lo nimser l'noshim ameh aratzos.
That's
right. What?
That's right.
Right. Whereas it can't be something it's not necessarily a compliment. We won't tell anybody.
You never saw Jewish women check vegetables the way they do nowadays.
Right. So if they're the ones in charge, so you can't. What Romy said is that you can't trust that it was done totally. So he, at the end of the tshuva on page 19, he says, "L'chein l'dayti eight hakanel rak l'vasho ha'mayim kodim shtia." So he says, sort of what you say, to cook the water before you drink it, and then what? Filter. So what does he say? So then you check it and hopefully you got it. But even if after you do, there's still water there, then what? Then there's no heter. Why is that? Because he's passing like the Rambam against the Rashba? So the Rashba has this tremendous chiddush that even if something's nicker, but you did your best to get it out, so whatever's left, even if you can see it, is mutter. That's a tremendous chiddush, but it's a Rashba. It's not just Does he make a comment when he holds we should pass him like the Rashba? Or is it that he's not sure that it's good, people are really going to try the hardest? Because in the end, he says, try this, and if not. But this is a fascinating shita, this Rashba. This Rashba is about Chema.
Doesn't that only address the Mikar part of it?
And what's the other
maybe
part?
Kind of all the bugs, all the other bugs, things that we're talking about, in this area.
So, unless you say like this, that Nikar is a din d'oraisa, and yet it's mutar, so the din of the rabbanon, and you can't get rid of kal v'chomer should be mutar. There is only din d'rabbanon. Nikar pashas is a din d'oraisa, and yet somebody's Nikar and still bottle. Well, maybe the idea is berries ain't a bottle because you can get rid of it. So get rid of it.
But because Nikar is a din d'oraisa that's tied to the ability to get rid of it, therefore all the din d'rabbanon are only dependent on whether you get rid of it.
Maybe. It's also what was the reason for cooking it? Was that also to get rid of the berry insides so it isn't like the bugs as well?
Yes, so breaks up. Okay, yeah. Okay, there's more thing in this part, but it's going to take a little more time. So tomorrow, Rez Hashem, we'll continue. Siyata Nishmaya. This is a fascinating machlokas, this Rama and Rashba. And what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? And the other machlokas, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, is also fascinating. So the Ra'ah says a tremendous kiddush that that if it's the Torah only asa the country malice, it's also a kiddush. Okay, but this is a fundamental, fascinating focus here. Okay. We have a couple of things more left here, then we'll go on from there. Okay, good to see you all.